Each year during the few weeks that pass for spring and summer along the Arctic coast, sea ice retreats just long enough for Inupiaq and Inuit Eskimos to hunt bowhead whales. But what if the coast remained ice-free for months on end? Would bowhead whales still migrate north? Would less sea ice mean more offshore oil development? These are among the questions scientists will ask during the next 3 years as they study the effects of a rapidly warming Arctic climate and increasing economic development on native subsistence, employment, and local control of decision-making. Jack Cruz is a sociologist at the University of Alaska Anchorage and one of the study's leaders.
The intent of the project is to take as a starting point what communities consider to be important to their future and consider how various forces for change, such as climate change and large-scale developments, could affect those factors that communities feel are important. And then the study's supposed to go further than that and identify what community and regional, state, national policies could affect the outcomes of these forces for change.
Scientists largely agree that major environmental changes are likely to occur in the Arctic in the coming decades. The global climate is getting warmer, Cruz says, and its effects are being seen.
And in certain weather circumstances, such as in sort of warm winters or wet falls, you'll get a rain that hits and freezes on the ground, and this can actually cause a ground to have a sheet of ice on it, and caribou can't get at their forage when the ground is covered like that. These conditions have occurred around the circumarctic at various times and have caused massive die-offs of caribou. If you get relatively frequent occurrences of these freezing conditions, you could really affect the size of these caribou herds on which these communities really depend.
Four villages have agreed to participate in the study, including Kaktovik on Alaska's Beaufort Sea, where residents hunt whales and seals and where many work in oil industry jobs. Researchers also are working with the residents of Arctic Village, a largely Gwich'in community reliant on the porcupine caribou herd. Aklavik and Old Crow in Canada also are part of the study. Over the past decade, biologists, ecologists, and others have studied environmental changes in the Arctic. But until now, the impacts of such changes on people haven't been considered.
In addition to this evolution of science interested in climate change, is the evolution of science trying to make more connections to what the actual effects are of changes in our environment on people. But part of it is an understanding among scientists and a growing consciousness among the general public that science is all interconnected and all ultimately related to things that affect people.
Whether native communities withstand environmental and economic change will depend in large measure on how they plan for and adapt to it. Knowing how a warming climate might alter whale and caribou migration routes, for example, will allow communities to continue their subsistence traditions. For Arctic Science Journeys, this is Deborah Damron. Alaska's Eskimos have always been extraordinarily healthy people. The seals, caribou, salmon, and other foods from the land and sea have for centuries given them energy and prevented disease. But as times change, so too has the native lifestyle. Instead of seals, Alaska Eskimos are increasingly stocking supermarket shelves for foods high in saturated fat and cholesterol. The result, say medical researchers and physicians, is an alarming increase in heart disease, diabetes, and hypertension. Dr. Sven Abison is a medical researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
We have found a much higher prevalence of diabetes and heart disease than we expected, certainly a lot higher than just 20, 30 years ago. Heart disease has probably increased fivefold in our Eskimo population in the last 30 years. Hypertension is also a big, big problem.
Ebison's findings are based on studies of 452 Yupik and Inupiaq Eskimos in four villages on the Norton Sound. The research is part of ongoing efforts by the Alaska-Siberia Medical Research Program to chronicle the health of Alaska natives. Ebison blames a lack of exercise and poor diet for the decline in native health.
I guess the most striking thing that we have found is that people are, in the villages at least that we have studied, are much more sedentary than we realize. At the same time, people are clearly eating much more than they used to. And the result is that we have a lot of overweight people, a lot of a lot of obesity that results in things like hypertension and heart disease and so on, and contributes to diabetes too.
Dr. Betsy Nobman is chief of nutrition at the Alaska Area Native Health Service in Anchorage. She says while traditional foods still account for more than half the protein, iron, and other nutrients in the Eskimo diet, an increasingly unhealthy portion of their food comes from the store.
Do encourage people to eat a diet that is based on traditional foods, because we found that those are healthier for Alaska Natives than some of the foods that are purchased in the store. Those happen to have a fairly high saturated fat intake or content, so unless one is making very selected choices at the store, you end up having a higher intake of saturated fats.
Nobman works directly with healthcare providers across the state to encourage the consumption of traditional foods and teach consumers to make informed choices at the grocery store. She says grocery stores themselves should offer healthier choices as well.
You can find good foods in the store, but it takes more effort. The store owners have to be buying beef that is the lowest fat content, for example, and not regular hamburger that has 23 or 30% fat in it, because that's where the saturated fat is.
Ebison says additional studies are being planned to see if Athabascans and other native groups are experiencing similar increases in heart disease, diabetes, and hypertension. For Arctic Science Journeys, this is Deborah Damron.